Good morning and welcome to Inside Agriculture. I'm Mick Kerr, middle of December. It's the 15th. Topping our farm news this morning, we continue with more soybean leadership news. Friday, we told you about Minnesota farmer Jamie Beyer being elected to the ASA, American Soybean Association, Board of Directors Executive Committee. And Traverse County, Minnesota farmer Tom Frisch elected secretary during the United Soybean Board's December board meeting in St. Louis. Brent Gatton from Kentucky is the newly elected chairman of the United Soybean Board Executive Committee. And Richland County farmer Matt Gast elected vice chair of USB. So congratulations to our local soybean farmers now in leadership roles with either ASA or USB. At the North Dakota Farmers Union Convention in Bismarck, Matt Perdue was elected North Dakota Farmers Union president. He will be the 10th individual to take the reins of the state's largest general farm organization and the youngest. Matt Perdue, 35 years old, farms with his family near Ray, North Dakota, where they raise spring wheat, durum, canola, lentils, and soybeans. He previously worked at North Dakota Farmers Union, overseeing co-op and adult education initiatives, and with the National Farmers Union, advocated for family farmers and ranchers in the halls of Congress. He and his wife Abby and their two girls, Ellie and Eva, split their time between Jamestown and the farm out at Ray. According to Reuters, the Trump administration is unlikely to finalize 2026 biofuel quotas before the end of the year. This extends uncertainty over a policy closely watched by the rival oil and ag sectors. The slowdown would throw one of the administration's most consequential energy policy choices into next year and folds the highly anticipated quotas into a growing cluster of interlocking decisions the White House is weighing on biofuel policy. Sources inside the EPA told Reuters it was still reviewing public comments on the volume requirements and declined to offer any guidance on timing. Here's another beef processing plant that'll shut down. JBS will shut its Swift Beef Company facility in Riverside, California, eliminating 374 jobs. It's a facility outside Los Angeles that prepares beef for sale at U.S. grocery stores. Workers at JBS's facility process beef for sale in grocers' meat cases, but do not slaughter cattle. The facility not shutting due to low cattle supplies, a company spokesperson said. The meatpacker planned this closure as part of a strategic initiative to optimize its value-added and case-ready business and simplify operations across its network. That's the well-worded statement from JBS. You've got Inside Agriculture, and we're taking the first break. Back with a look at markets right after this.